American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
First take didn't go so well. Kind of screwed it up. Made a joke about how the holiday coming up is the shopping days and instead of Thanksgiving. And of course, hit on myself for never being daily with my show that has daily in the name. One day, one week, it'll happen. I swear. Maybe. I can't really swear. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Cup of Genre. Whether or not it's daily is up for fate to decide. Here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube. It'll really help us out. If you're a fan of our anime reactions and you watch this show, great. Check out some of the other shows like Breaking Geek Radio. They did a Hunger Games Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes review, so you can check that out here on the channel. If you like listening to things, all of our shows do go up in podcast format. And hey, we do have a new YouTube channel, Genreverse Sports. The podcasts also go up on the regular Genreverse Podcast Network and all your favorite apps. So, yeah, give that a check. Soccer show right now is the only thing up there, but we'll be adding more in the future. We do have a link for merch down in the description box. If you're into supporting the channel, Genreverse on Redbubble, all these prints and more on all sorts of items, not just shirts. And, of course, LRMonline.com, where you can go every day for written news reviews. I say written, but it's typed, like literally typed. It's, I mean, you can't write on the internet, like physically. You guys are, no, wait, because they do have those like tablets with the writing and it translate into, anyways, celebrity interviews, the podcast, all accessible through here. We write about anything and everything from anime to science fiction, comic books, comic book movies, general geek pop culture entertainment, and hoity-toity stuff. You can find all of it one place, LRMonline.com. Hey, look, there I am. Not going to go over too much straight from the website. You can see what we cover today. I want to get into our first topic, which of course is going to be the box office. And I like to cover box office numbers on Mondays because it was really interesting during the pandemic and immediately after to kind of see what the box office would look like in going forward. What are the new high numbers? You know, what is a great opening weekend? What is a great run? We know that theatrical windows have gotten shorter and shorter over time, not just since the pandemic, but before even. You know, you used to easily wait 6 to 8 months for something to hit home video. It got down to like 3 months and change before the pandemic, and that seems to still be pretty close for a lot of films, if not under 3 months. And it's changed a lot. And this weekend was, I still need to adjust this window. I'm so sorry, guys. Like I said, busy life. This weekend was not all that great for several things. Hunger Games, I mentioned Breaking Geek Radio did a review for that. It actually came in underperforming. They were expecting somewhere in the 50s. We got $44 million for it over the weekend. Trolls Band Together, number two, bringing in 30. I'm not sure what the long range, or not long range, I'm not sure what the predictions were for Trolls Band Together, which I believe is the fourth film, third film. Anyways, I don't know what the predictions were, but usually these like animated films these days, that would not be anything to sneeze at, especially if it's not over budget like Pixar or Disney, Disney type production. The Marvels tying really right now in the estimations, because Monday numbers are just estimations, with Thanksgiving, which was a joke movie. And I realize I've scrolled a little bit too far for those, which was kind of like a joke trailer in the Grindhouse films when those were in theaters. And I don't mean traditional grindhouse films, I mean the Planet Terror and Death Proof from Robert Rodriguez and Tarantino. That one, they had a joke trailer for a horror movie called Thanksgiving. It became a movie. Marvel's 78% drop weekend over weekend from opening. That's rough. Even in a day where literally 68% is not unheard of. Here's a Marvel film everyone absolutely loved. I don't know if I loved it, but most people seem to. Nostalgia is a hell of a drug. 67%, another Marvel movie, Multiverse of Madness, which I know there were some detractors for it, but it still did pretty good. And it also had a 67% drop. It's not like it was a long time ago where you know, oh, it dropped over 55%. It's awful. No, movies are heavily front loaded these days, especially since you can get assigned seating. You can order your snacks before you even get to the theater. A lot of people don't see the need to wait for the crowds to die down. They're either going to see it pretty early on, or they're going to wait for it to come to streaming home video. So the Marvels did have a rough drop, but even if it had a 65% drop, the low take on opening weekend makes it all the worse. So you have this second week Marvel film where even word of mouth hasn't been enough to get people back to the theaters for it. Again, not a lot of people went and saw it to start with, and I think it's mostly just because people are burned out from Marvel in general, comic book movies even, given how many duds we've had. When you think of The Flash, when you think of Shazam 2 being duds, whether you liked them or not, that's not what I'm saying. They were duds. Black Adam and you go into Marvel's stuff, except for, and I know people liked No Way Home, Wakanda Forever, I know got a lot of praise. I had issues with some of it. Other parts were fine. Guardians 3, but there's been a lot of duds and a lot of things that people have not liked. And the phrase "in Marvel we trust" or "in Feige we trust" doesn't hold weight anymore. Five Nights at Freddy's has actually made more money globally than The Flash. I saw that today as well. We have the holdovers. Next Goal Wins, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, Priscilla, and Killers of the Flower Moon rounding out the top 10. We did make over $100 million for the weekend, which is great. It's been a rough couple of weekends where that hasn't actually happened, including last weekend. But yeah, guys, what is Marvel going to do with it? You know, what are they going to do? They have time. They can change a lot of things. There are movies that are in production that are getting reshoots, and there's things that are so early in production that they could, you know, rework things. I mean, hell, look, they're redoing Daredevil. As I'm trying to write and talk at the same time, I can't, my brain power. They're redoing the whole Daredevil Born Again, like page one rewrite, right? They're starting square one, page one, point zero, whatever. Point zero, ground zero. Jeez. So Marvel's got, but what do they do? You know, there's all these rumors about Secret Wars bringing in anyone and everyone from Fox to Sony. Sony allegedly is going to merge with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I don't know if I buy that. The Madam Web thing, I don't want it anywhere near. I mean, I'm not even really watching MCU much anymore, but if I were still a fan, I wouldn't want any of the Sony stuff anywhere near it. Kraven looks awful as well. Venom, I hated both movies. Yeah, I don't want that. Bringing back the original six again, bringing back Robert Downey, even as variants, all of it just screams of one of two things: trying to deal in more nostalgia, or panic mode because you ruined what you had. I mean, most people were excited to see what came after the Infinity Saga. We were looking forward to some new heroes, Shang-Chi being one, for example, mutants, the Fantastic Four, even you know, someone like maybe Captain Britain or whatnot. There was some excitement about the Black Knight before Eternals actually hit. And then we saw what Marvel was doing for Disney Plus and how it watered everything down and how so little connected and everything felt so disparate, man. It felt so not connected, which is not what we're used to with Marvel, you know? I know there weren't as many connections in Phase 1 as, say, Phase 3, and not every movie was super weaved in, but it still at least felt like everything was part of it. A lot of Phase 4 and 5 has just felt like everyone's doing their own damn thing. and the whole let's fill Disney Plus is to blame for that. But yeah, what does Marvel do? Do they double down on what they've been doing, appealing to whoever it is they're trying to appeal to, which ranges from little kids to trying to make things a little too niche? And I don't just mean by what character they're having, but the character, the story, the scope, like the projects themselves. I don't know that that's necessarily a whole issue, because I like niche stuff, whether it's a niche genre or a niche culture to look at through their entertainment. I'm into it, you know. And by niche, not necessarily the proper wording. I don't really know what a better word for it is. I hope you guys take it in the way that I'm meaning it, and not calling anyone's particular culture like a niche thing. But I don't know if going all nostalgic is the right answer either. A lot of people are starting to get fed up with some of that. I know it's not necessarily everyone, otherwise you wouldn't be clamoring for Foxman in the MCU, but you all are. I don't know, but I'm moving on from it. Not necessarily, you know, in its entirety. I finished Loki season 2, but I was like, yeah, it was all right. But I feel it's kind of, the last couple of episodes were really good, but I think it's generally like a Days of Future Past situation, where it's like so much has sucked from Marvel recently that this one good thing seems really, really good. It's good. I don't know if I'd say it's really, really good. Worth watching. Loki season 2 is worth watching. I'll put it that way. But I'm moving on from the topic right now, because I am generally moving on from Marvel. And we're going to talk about some anime stuff for a few minutes. And I wrote down the topic, but I didn't write down the time. I think I started that at something like 8 minutes and change. Anime New York City was this weekend, and we had Crunchyroll there with a bunch of announcements on their Friday panel. This has not been written up yet. I'm actually reading directly from Crunchyroll's press release that they sent out to us to cover some of this. I had my son's party on Saturday, and reactions work and recovery to do the weekend, so I didn't get to write this up. Sorry, Crunchyroll, but usually I do cover anime stuff at lrmonline.com. Coming in July 2024, Tower of God Season 2. This is one that Christine and I, Brian, Christine and I over on ABR Squared have not seen. I know it's got a bit of a following. 6 billion global views, of course. We got a key visual here for you guys. It's launching, like I said, July 2024. One show coming up that we do plan on covering, Solo Leveling. Not only did we already know it was coming out in January 2024, but we got a English dub cast, including Alex Lee playing, I believe I saw this is supposed to be pronounced something like Jinu Sung, even though there's a W-O-O in the name. My Korean pronunciations not as good as my awful Japanese pronunciations. Alex Lee is going to be playing the main character. We've got Justin Briner joining in as the sidekick, Yu Jin-ho. Hardworking sister being played by Rebecca Wang. Michelle Rojas is in here. Ian Sinclair. Is that a typo? Flame wielding glasses, cool guy. Choi Jong-in, and I'm sorry if again pronunciations, will be played by Ian something Sinclair. I wonder if that's a typo or if there's an inside joke there. My voice acting names are limited because I usually just refer to people by their standout voice from a show. So instead of saying Aaron Dismuke, I'll usually just say, oh, that's Senku. And I think I said his name right, even though I know Al Full Metal. I got it, guys. Dr. Stone is what comes first to mind these days. Ian Sinclair plays Tsukasa on Dr. Stone as well. And also the narrator, announcer guy on the dub version of Kaguya-sama, which I absolutely love. Because Kaguya-sama is like literally watching the Dr. Stone cast in a romance thing when you watch it in dub, a rom-com. And it's hilarious that way. Because I just see Tsukasa with headphones in Stone World clothing with headphones and announcing that show. Anyways, there's more. You guys will be able to find that information, of course, crunchyroll.com, potentially lrmonline.com. For some of these announcements, True Beauty is something coming in 2024. We also have the UA battles, UA Heroes battles, UA Heroes battle. Jeez, which is coming in November 30th, coming on November 30th, 2023. What else did we have? There's some One Piece information out there. Senpai is in a Tokonoko. What are you guys thinking about some of the things coming out? What do you think about the box office numbers? And let me know in the comments down below. I like doing the show. I want to do it more. I want to figure out how I can streamline this a bit more and make it easier for me to do these in the mornings. And I think part of the answer is going to be making thumbnails easier and trying to make it shorter than 17 minutes and 58 seconds as of right now. Check out the rest of the content here on the Genreverse. It's a lot of fun. If you're into anime, we have the anime reactions playlist. Go there on the home tab. Go scroll down just to like the second playlist thing, and you'll see all the anime reactions. Click view all, scroll down. We've got 20 some odd shows we've reacted to or are reacting to, including Frieren right now for this season, Dr. Stone, Eminence in Shadow, all sorts of new and old things, and of course more to come. Listen to podcasts if it's not a reaction video on your favorite podcast app. Support the channel and the website by buying some merch. That Redbubble link is in the description box below. And again, as always, lrmonline.com for written news, reviews, celebrity interviews, and more. I'm done. I'm out. I don't know if I'll see you guys tomorrow, but I hope I do. Bye.